Recording started.
Hi there, Michael Griffiths from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to be able to have you today on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. And very exciting as we bring in someone from all the way over there in Los Angeles. So I really appreciate their time and being able to do this with us. Esther Fiss is with us. Welcome, Esther. Nice to have you call with us. And really excited. Really excited with what we're going to be able to go through today. I've had the pleasure of connecting with Esther not even a month ago. And the things that I've seen her be able to do and really now looking at the sorts of things that she's doing for other people around podcasting and around having her own channels, webinars, getting people in front of great audiences. It's really exciting. And it's something which I think we need to understand more about from a terms of how do we get in front and partner with the right sorts of people. So very excited for today. But before we get into all of that, welcome on board and please let us know a bit more about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me here. Well, I have quite a treasure hunt kind of a journey. You know, when your parents just put up all these little coups in your house when you were a kid and you have to go from one to the next, that's pretty much how it was because I didn't really have a straight path to what I'm doing now. I got started in marketing about 15 years ago, worked my way up in the company, business development, finance, growth strategies, that sort of thing. And then about 8 years ago, moved over from Europe to California. And this is, I live in LA right now, obviously in the US. This is seventh country where I live. So there was always something, either a big reason for a job or a promotion or family or school or something that made me move. But then when I came over to LA, it was because I decided to have a complete career change. And so that was acting because I always wanted to perform ever since I was a kid. I thought it would be fun. So I came over to do an acting school, which is, it took me 2 years to complete the conservatory and then went and did a few movies, produced a couple of films, things like that. And to be able to support myself, I was day trading at the stock market in the early morning because LA is 3 hours behind New York with the time. So I was able to get up really early, 5:30, 6 a.m. in the morning, and then look up the news, look at what's happening, and then do the trades and by 10 be done so that I would be available during the day for auditions and for filming. And so what happened was when the recession hit, I got pretty much stuck with not having a next step and really an exit strategy and lost a lot of money. And so what I thought, well, what do I do now? Well, let's go back to my roots in marketing. So I started helping small business owners, coaches, consultants, speakers, authors with their marketing strategies because that's where my background is. And in 2013, we launched a show, Born to Influence, with my friend Meta Miller. And the plan there was that let's connect with really high-level influencers, with people who have built multi-million-dollar businesses, New York Times best-selling authors, build these relationships, give value to them, build a rapport, and then over time, we will have a network of amazing influencers where we can facilitate JV deals, joint venture partnerships, and put together and structure deals that normally you wouldn't be able to get to unless you know the person really well. And so we launched a show called Born to Influence that was a daily show interviewing very highly successful entrepreneurs, New York Times best-selling authors about their marketing strategies. And every single time after I stopped the recording, I would ask, hey, by the way, I know that you have this book coming out or this new program you're launching or new service. How would you like to be a guest on other shows as well so that you can promote it more? And they would always say yes. So I would introduce them to the other show hosts and podcasters and start connecting them with the right people to get in front of more and more people in online media. And at some point it dawned on me that, well, this is actually a business. I could be charging money for it. So that's how it shifted from just pure marketing and marketing coaching to what I call online PR. It's publicity, but it's focusing on online media where you get to be in front of the right target audience for an extended period of time.
Yeah, brilliant. And so powerful with today's world. Podcasting, webinars, teleconferences, teleseminars have just taken off with technology. Tell us a bit more about that world because you're in it day in, day out. What have you seen in terms of the power of podcasting? Because I still reckon it's probably one of the most underutilized tools for people to be able to promote themselves.
Oh, it definitely is, Michael. It's one of the best ways to get in front of a really targeted audience if you have a niche kind of offer. If you have anything that is related to a specific area of expertise where it's not mass market, podcasting is a really great way to be in front of that type of audience who's already looking for that kind of content. Because if you look at, for example, traditional media, TV, radio, newspapers, it's all great if you can get it for credibility and for putting those logos on your website. But the problem with it is that because they're serving a mass market audience, you have to be very, very brief with your message and dumb it down because they have to be able to serve millions of people. Whereas if you're going to be interviewed on podcasts, you are in front of a smaller audience, but it's very targeted. They are the most affluent part of the society. They are typically, their household income is over six figures. They're very technologically savvy. They trust the podcast host and their recommendations, which is really important for you as a guest expert when you're being recommended and endorsed by someone. And you basically get to leverage someone else's credibility and the relationship that they have with their audience and talk to the person that really wants to hear from you. And they give them the content in an interview format that you normally would give through your educational marketing, through your free reports and webinars and whatever you are normally doing where you're talking for an extended period of time. You can give that here and then take those interviews, which are credibility builders as well, and then use it and repurpose it in your marketing. So, for example, you mentioned webinars a minute ago. If somebody registers, let's say you're selling some offer through webinars, when somebody comes and registers for your content webinar, and then between the time that they register and when the actual webinar happens, there is a few days. So normally you would send them some content that relates to the offer that you're preparing them for, but if you can supplement that with the interviews that you're doing and you give them the latest and relevant for someone who is following you on social media or through your email list and they see consistently that you're being interviewed here and there and on the next show, it prepares them to really see you as a credible expert and someone that they can trust so that by the time they come to see your webinar and they see your offer, they're ready to buy.
Yeah. So true and so brilliant. And if nothing else, as I'm always saying to people, how do you get on the biggest platforms where the most amount of people are? So podcasts allow you to get onto iTunes, and that is just a huge platform with so many hundreds of millions of people on there searching for things. You would be silly not to have something on there where you could be found also. So how did you when you first came, you really didn't have too much experience or contacts in this particular area, how did you end up finding the big influencers? What did you do to be able to get them not only to listen to you, but to then be able to start creating partnerships with them?
Well, I asked them, I went in and see what they were promoting and what they were preparing for, and I asked them if they would like to come to do an interview, but I framed it in a way that I'm helping them. So, for example, Gary Vaynerchuk, multiple New York Times bestselling author, multi-million dollar businesses, when he was promoting Jab, 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 Right Hook, I contacted him about 2 or 3 months maybe before the book came out, and I asked him, I would like to help you promote this book. Let's do an interview. Would you like to do it? But not only that, obviously he gets a lot of interview requests already because he's such a big name. So I gave him a bullet point list of some of the people who already committed to being interviewed on the show, and because a few of those people already also committed to promoting it to their list or to their social media following, I was able to add that as an extra thing that, by the way, we are looking to get the word out initially to this many people, because my problem was at the time that we had zero platform. And this is before we launched the show. Like, literally, there was nothing to see, not a website, not a nothing, just an email from me to Gary. And so I told him that, you know, these are a few people who we already booked. And by the way, based on what they said they would promote, this is the number of people that we are initially looking to get the word out to. And that included also our ad budget, and also they added up the list of the people, list sizes of the people who already promised to promote. So we said that initially we are looking to get it out to 250,000 people. And that was a real true number, and that doesn't mean that that's how many books he's going to sell out of the gate just because of being interviewed on our show, but that was something that got his interest. And then we made the deal. You know, Gary loves to barter, so we bought some books from him that we can give away to our audience as gifts and things like that. And so you're able to create a partnership right from the beginning so that he was happy to come and be on the show. And then that was something that I could parlay then into getting other influencers to be interviewed. So, for example, John Benson, who is the developer of the 3XL, the ugly video sales letter, right? 3XVSL formula. He is someone who maybe would have normally not said yes. As soon as he saw on my email, when I emailed him the bullet point of who else committed, and I said Gary Vaynerchuk and a few other people, he wrote me back within 15 minutes, and he literally said that you had me at Gary V. So once you have one name, then you can start building on that and get the second and the third and the fourth, and before you know it, you have a huge network of influencers.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. And for these people who are listening, we've got a great array of audiences, from people who are just starting out through to people who have got very successful businesses and everyone in between. So someone who would like to be able to do a podcast or like to be able to do a webinar, how do they go about finding and inviting guests to be a part of it? Because for most people, they probably wouldn't even know where to start. What's something you can share to be able to help them do that?
So if you're about to launch your own show, that's what you're talking about, right? Or interviewing guests. So what you can do is go on Amazon and have a look at who has books coming out in that category. And if it's published through a major publisher, they will put it out oftentimes a year ahead of time, or at least a few months ahead of time. So then you can sort it in reverse order so that you can see the future book releases and then start connecting with people who have maybe 4 months, 6 months ago before the book comes out. Because if they have any kind of marketing strategy behind it, they know that they need to line up their interviews ahead of time and they will actually start scheduling it with you. And then the other thing you can do is look at iTunes, go into the podcast section and see that who are some of the shows and what are some of those niches that are being served that are related to yours, even the competition, and look at who those guests are, because obviously they are doing podcast interviews. So then you can connect with them directly through their website or through their email, if you can hunt them down on social media, and just connect with them and say that, hey, I heard your interview here, point out something specific that really resonated with you, say that it really resonated with me because, and then give the reason how it affected you, so that immediately you have a way of building rapport with them, and then offer that I would like to help you promote your book or your whatever they have coming out. Would you like to do an interview?
Yeah, lovely, lovely. And really, for most of those people where they've got something coming out, they would love as much exposure as they can. So the majority of those people would love you to contact them. So for people who go, oh, I'm a little bit afraid of doing that, or what happens if they say no, well, the chances are they're probably going to say yes because they want that publicity.
That's exactly right. And even you want to track it, because some people will say yes, some people will say no, and they take time to get back to you. So you want to do a spreadsheet or a Trello. But in some cases, if they say no, it might mean that they say not right now. So if they say that, come back to me in a few months, make sure that you take note of that, because maybe they are just gearing up for the promotion, but they're not ready to do the actual interviews at this time. So come back to them 3 months from now, and you will have a pipeline of interviews that you are building. And, you know, one of my clients, Ryan Levesque, who you know as well, the author of the Ask book, the Ask formula, the book became a national bestseller. It made the number one in the LA Times list, number one in Amazon, in all books, not just a little category, and even sold out on launch day. And he told me that the biggest driver for his book sales was actually doing podcast interviews and in combination with Facebook ads. So you want to do both, your paid advertising and then the publicity on top of it, because the two together work much stronger than if you were just to do one over the other.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about your show, Born to Influence. How can people get onto that? How can people find that? Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's in iTunes. You can just go to search for borntoinfluence.com, or you can go into the iTunes platform and type in Born to Influence, the marketing show. That way you can have a sense of what the show is about. We are interviewing very successful entrepreneurs, New York Times bestselling authors, people who really have a good track record of what they've done in their career, and then talk to them about their marketing and PR strategies. And if you would like to become a guest on the show, certainly you're welcome to apply. Send me an email at esther@borntoinfluence.com. Tell me a little bit about your business, and then let's see if we can have you on.
Yeah, brilliant. And we'll put that underneath this podcast. We'll have a link where people can do that with what you need from them to be able to make sure that all the right information is there for you to be able to see whether they're suitable for what you're trying to do at the same time. Final one before we wrap up. you've got somebody who they've been in business for a little while. They don't really have much of a following out there. So what could they do which allows them to be able to get seen by more people that then allows them to be able to grow their business a bit more? And then I suppose in the end, that all sort of tumbles one thing after the other once you start getting seen. What sort of advice can you give to people who really haven't taken that step of publicizing themselves? What's their stepping stones?
So there are three things that you absolutely need to do. One is plan out an online media tour, whether it's through podcasts or YouTube shows or doing joint venture webinars, presentations for private Facebook groups. Connect with people who already have some kind of a following, some kind of an audience, and see if you can be a guest expert there. That's definitely one avenue that you can do, and just plan it out ahead of time. Just know that if you're going after big shows, like, for example, Entrepreneur on Fire, which is one of the top business shows on iTunes, it has over 1 million downloads a month. Literally from the day that the pitch is accepted until the interview is recorded, it's 3 months. And then plus another month to air it. So you want to do a mix of smaller and bigger shows, because the small ones also will add up over time. You can get on them easier, and then little by little you start building your audience. So that's one. The second one that you want to do, besides being a guest, is to host in some way your own show. So if you are looking to launch a podcast, for example, or a YouTube show, it's fairly simple. It's technologically not that difficult. You can go and look up freepodcastcourse.com, which walks you through the exact process of how to do it. It's by Johnny Dumas, who is the host of Entrepreneur on Fire, and it exactly shows you how to do it. And then start inviting people who are very, very influential, because people who already are following them will find you because they're following them. And so if you're doing interviews with them, then obviously they'll become also part of your community as well over time as you put out more and more valuable content. And step three, the third one, is to start connecting people who are influential but don't know each other to each other. And you can do this through email introductions, through phone calls, through Skype meetings. For example, exactly that's what we did with how it shifted for me from marketing to PR, is that I started interviewing people and then started connecting them because they wanted to be on other shows. I found out exactly what they wanted to do. Well, it is now to promote the book. Very good. So then you need to be on other shows. Let me help you. Let me introduce you to fellow podcasters. So this is a strategy that you can do whether or not you have a show. Just look at where is the match, where somebody has a need, another person has the offer, and then connect them together. And you might even make it very low-key and say maybe in a Facebook message, I don't know for sure if you guys can do business together, but it's worth a phone call. And then that way you're giving them an easy out, but they are seeing you as the host, as somebody who brought them together. And when they're doing business together, who will they have to thank? You. So you're becoming the good guy in their eyes. And when you do it over time consistently with more and more people, your network just grows, and it's all highly influential people.
Yeah, brilliant. That's brilliant advice. And if you're listening to this going, well, I just didn't know where to start, well, there's some simple things for you to be able to do straight away. And as we've always said, unless people are hearing you, seeing you, getting value from you, it's as if you don't exist. So you could have the best product or service, but if other people aren't seeing you, hearing you, getting value from you, then you might as well shut up shop. So that's fantastic advice, and thank you very much. So you're all around getting people onto good podcasts, getting people into webinars, getting people maybe to be able to speak at mastermind groups. And your network is just so powerful when you listen to some of the people that you're currently working with are amazing. How do people get to find out more about yourself, connect with yourself? How can people do that?
So you can go to my website, borntoinfluence.com, or email me directly if you would like to find out about working together at esther@borntoinfluence.com, which is E-S-T-H-E-R, esther@borntoinfluence.com. And also just the publicity itself, obviously you have to have your sales processes and your marketing in place in order to really benefit from this. It's not for everyone. So you want to make sure that you have a strong process already in place in your business so that you can really make it work for you. So if you want to have a little bit of an idea whether or not you are there quite yet, you can go to the website and there is an assessment. It's a free quiz that you can take, 12 really easy yes or no questions, and it's a really, really fun short quiz. You can answer yes or no for these 12 questions, and then you will find out whether or not publicity really makes sense for you at this stage of business. And if it doesn't, you'll get a lot of advice there and good strategies of what you can do so that you build up that momentum where publicity will be something that will benefit you.
Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. That's been really insightful, and there's already a couple of things that I've picked up there that I think we need to be doing a better job at. So they've already been written down onto the to-do list, but I'm sure that everyone here has got some great value, and I really encourage you to go onto the website, go and really find out more, because this new world with podcasts and webinars, and that's just such an easy way for you to get in front of an audience no matter where they are. So I really encourage you to start doing that. So thank you for joining us. I really appreciate you jumping on the call.
Thank you.